Coast Radio News for Tuesday, April 27, 2021. I'm George Henry. The Syosse Law School Board approved a proposal to extend a letter of credit to local broadband and fiber internet provider HIAC. Recently, the federal government allocated $9.2 billion to build up the national digital reach in rural communities, a portion which HIAC will be accessing to begin to build the infrastructure that will enhance and create a rural network for the Syosse Law region. The school board's letter of credit will help to jumpstart the program, with funds extended out over a 3-year period. Funding for the project would be reimbursed by the federal government soon after the completion of the project. Left to complete now is a contractual agreement between HIAC and the school board. Chief Operations Officer for HIAC, Neil Ecker, says that approximately 1,200 homes could have the option of connecting to the network upon completion of the project. Ecker says they expect to have 40% of the project built out in 3 years, with over 80 miles of fiber internet being deployed. It was one number that the state health officials did not want to see. Yesterday, the Oregon Health Authority reported 319 individuals were now in Oregon hospitals. That number, along with rising cases across the state, prompted the governor to cancel the one-week waiting period for counties and move to directly raising risk levels to help stop the spread of the coronavirus. Lane County's numbers have fallen in the past 2 days, but the total cumulative number is still too high to avoid a move to the extreme level of risk. Cases in Lane County are currently reported at 109.34 per 100,000 residents, a number that was as low as 19.7 just 1 month ago. Although the state metric table shows Lane County having a 214.8 case per 100,000 for the week ending April 24th. Lane County has reported 15 individuals in county hospitals. Cases across the state continue to be high in the 20 to 39 age group. This despite the state reporting an average of a 7-day vaccination rate of more than 34,000 doses per day. There were no new cases of coronavirus reported for the Florence area yesterday. However, Florence and the rest of the county will learn its fate today from the Oregon Health Authority and Oregon OSHA. With high hospitalization numbers and a case rate of over 100 per 100,000 people, it's likely the county will move to extreme risk on Friday, causing the shutdown of indoor dining and the closing of entertainment venues. Florence area businesses are currently struggling as the heavy tourist season approaches. Traffic has been heavy along the coast, particularly during the weekend. That traffic is expected to continue despite rising COVID numbers across the state. That's Coast Radio News for Tuesday, April 27, 2021.